Talking Gardening for aquabotics. Stop the stains. See boresaver.com.au and Dickie's Trees. Got a tree that's been tricky? Whack it on the head with a Dickie.
Whack it on the head with a Dickie, because that's entirely. We did on that conversation because you're far too cultured.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Exactly. I just don't lull myself. Whatever you're thinking, I don't know. How are you going, Darren?
Because here talking gardening, of course, 9221 882 19996 77. If you've got a question on the road,
we are looking forward to that. Actually, heading to Warwick's Melbourne, so we'll be there early morning. It won't be. The forecast is actually really nice weekend, so it's very exciting. So I'll be doing a workshop there from about 9:30.
Okay.
So I'll do a veggie garden workshop. So anyone who's thinking about creating veggies, growing veggies, that they're having great success, we would love what to do, and particularly if you've got a small area you want to grow veggies in pots, what to plant time of the year, how to get the soil right. And you hear me say it, the secret in the soil.
There's
no secret. It's not a secret, but it's getting the soil right. So I'm looking forward to it very much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, one of the things we talked about last week that we never got around to netting.
Yes.
We were talking about netting, and they have
fruit fly netting. That is a timely reminder to fly netting around now. And the reason is the fruit fly are very persistent, and some of the early fruiting trees are coming through 4 weeks, 5 weeks, and some of them will be fruiting. So, you know, middle of November is not long away in the apricots. So you do have to protect those trees, that's for sure.
I have to show you at some point. Donna sent me a picture. Professor Plum.
Yes.
Has actually, look at that.
He's got a flower.
He has shown leaf or flower ever. We've moved it far too many times, and finally he's happy where he's sitting.
He's happy. That's fantastic.
So there's hope for anyone's garden.
Yeah,
yet.
There is. There is. Have you got colour to all the rest extra? The plums.
Clued on. Yeah, that's right.
There you go.
Colonel Mustard, all that.
Yeah.
Yes, remind people, she says here, to slip, slap and slop when they get into the garden. Oh, point.
It is actually. I find sunnies are really good, or glasses are really good in the garden, because as you bend over, often dirt and, you know, spiky leaves or things. But I always, when I'm in the garden, to stop any allergies, to stop anything, always wear a long sleeve shirt. And I actually find it cooler in a long sleeve shirt.
Stop scratches.
It just protects everything, all your arms if you're doing lots of weeding or something. And I just find that some people, particularly after or not being in the garden for a few months.
They're vulnerable.
That's right. They're certainly vulnerable. So great advice.
Thank you for that reminder. Well, the season's turned. So talk spring stuff in the garden, 9221 882. Sweet peas. Velma is on the line here from Manning. G'day, Velma.
Hi, Velma.
Hi. My call.
Our pleasure.
I've actually got two questions. One is, I went to some mulch that's been in a bag for some, had white stuff through it. Is that okay?
Yeah, you find if it had white stuff through it, it's a fruiting body of some fungus. We had it on the weekend.
Someone brought some up.
Yeah. On soil, or fungi, I should say, that's in the soil, that is just the part of the breaking down composting process.
It's actually what you want to be there, isn't it?
Darren. Yep, it's actually what you want to be there. So it's not going to be...
I wanted to put it on. I was a bit to do that.
No problem at all.
Yeah, okay.
Certainly is.
My other thing is, I bought about 6 months of sweet peas. I probably kind of, if they're a flower, the rest aren't, but they all look really healthy.
Yeah.
No flowers.
Are they getting at least 6 hours of sun a day, the ones that aren't flowering?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
They're all together on the same wall, everything. Yeah. They get all, fruit and flower, and I'm going, just flower.
Flower. You know, the more you pick them, so as soon as some flowers come out, the longer. So it's just a process that we're waiting. Unfortunately, with sweet peas this year, it might be a bit late. It might get hot suddenly. Then it knocks them around, but you should be right.
Just got, like, there's so many that have no flowers.
Yeah, yeah. Whether it's a... This could be the problem. If the F1 hybrid seed, because most sweet peas are actually F1 hybrid, they grow the first year, but if the seed is saved, it won't flower the following year. So whether there's a muck up from the seed, I would have I would have doubted it, but maybe it's like that. So just wait another 3 or 4 weeks for me, Velma. Okay. I've had sweet peas flowering really late some years, but this year's particularly late. I mean, so lush, and the thistle started to die back this year. It's still so. We had 4 mils of rain last night. It's amazing. Amazing. So it's still really lush, and I'd be really interested to see if just, you know, those ones that aren't flowering are going to flower again.
You know.
Yeah, let me know. Yes. Let me know. I'd be interested, because that's when I'll put it down to being F1 hybrid.
You're in charge of the experiment, Velma.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks, Velma.
Thanks for your call. And the F1, I didn't realize. So they're a racing car variety.
Yeah, that's right.
Clearly.
Go fast. That's right.
Go. Mark in Hammersley, you're getting quite accustomed to my ridiculous dad jokes, aren't you?
I am, and I just agree. There are dad jokes in you.
And
you've only been a dad for a short time.
4 years. I know, I've been a dad most of my life.
Exactly.
Hammersley, g'day.
Hey, guys. So I've just got a query now. I planted 3 pear trees about 3 months ago or whatever, and 2 of them were, and the other one, I think it's pronounced Chanticleer or something.
That's right. Yep.
Yep. Or Clare. The two mainstream ones have started flowering, getting a bit of green on it. The Chanticleer one hasn't yet. Should I be worried about that?
Can you scrape the bark, any swelling of the buds, anything? If you scratch the bark, is it green underneath?
Yeah, it looks all right. There's a few haggardy bits, though. Maybe I should prune. Is it too late to do that, though?
No, it's not too late, but I'd let it shoot away before it does. Before, if they're haggardy, but just chop them off. Just chop them off and make them a nice clean cut if they've been damaged in any way. Sometimes they don't come out of dormancy if they were bare-rooted, and that's when the damage is. But if it was one that had been in a container, had an established root system, it wasn't bare-rooted or it hadn't been dug up, it might be late. Not usually. My Chanticleers have flowered, looked absolutely stunning this year, have just started their leaves, and I'm later than what you would be in Hammersley. So I have seen some still coming on to flower, so maybe wait 2 weeks. Check the buds are swelling. If the buds are swelling, we're right.
All right, great. Thanks, Sue.
Otherwise, you have to replace it. Thanks, Mark.
Oh, okay. He's hoping it doesn't happen like that. Get on you, Mark. Right. All right, Brett and Rolly Stone, let's talk berries before we take a break. Brett?
Good afternoon to both. How are you?
Yeah, very well.
Brilliant, actually.
What's wrong with your berries?
Before I jump into that one, you were talking about fruit fly netting before.
Yeah.
And Mirko Brothers are selling fruit fly netting for around $15. So really, really economical.
Other fruit fly netting that I've seen.
And how long have you worked for them, Brett?
I don't work for them. No.
You have to ask, that's right.
No, that's fair enough. No, but I do have an interest in the fruit fly issue. So.
Yeah,
well,
that's
you and a
right.
few other people.
Yeah. Look, getting on to the berries. Sue, is there a general rule germinating berry seeds?
Well, not really. Not really. What are you trying to germinate?
Raspberry, strawberry, cranberry. You need to put them in the freezer for a couple of months?
Stratification.
Or?
Now, cranberries, not sure. Strawberries, the germinating of the seed to stratify could be beneficial, but you do need to get fertile seed to start with. That's the key. Getting really good seed, just collecting your own seed might not come. It's actually better to do raspberries by canes, because then you know exactly to get, and also strawberries from a certified seed supplier for strawberries if you want to do that, or by runner, certified virus-free runners. Do commercial berry plants. Cranberries I've never seen them successful here, ever. I don't think they grow here, so don't worry about them. But blackberries germinate like weeds.
Oh,
but don't grow them because they are a weed, but there is a thornless, there is a thornless variety, Brett. So you can get, and I'd be thinking doing it by cuttings or pieces, particularly grafting, is the best way of building up numbers.
Okay. Look,
getting your plants
just,
and growing.
Just a hobby.
Yeah, yes. Okay. So if you're just doing it for you and you're mucking around, you can buy a few strawberry seeds in a packet. Not sure how brilliant. If it's just a hobby, you'd be looking at doing it by runner, by cutting, by cane will be the best way to go.
Okay, thanks very much. Appreciate
you're welcome.
It.
On your breath.
No worries.
9221882 if you want to ask a question of Sue while we're talking gardening here for the next hour. Get him while you can. 16 after 2.
G'day, this is Simon Beaumont, and if you love listening to the radio, then I've got a show for you. Weekdays from midday, I'll keep you informed, entertained, and I'll also give you the news that you can use. You'll hear great things on afternoons, in your city, on your radio station, telling your stories.
Simon Beaumont starts Monday from midday, 882 6PR, the voice of Perth.
Getting your garden growing with Waldex Garden Centres. Waldex has all your gardening needs sorted, like a massive range of plants on sale, the best prices on pots in Perth, and right now get three large bags of mulches and manures for just $20. From potting mix and gardening tools to indoor and outdoor decorations, find everything you need at Waldex. With four great locations, Bentley, Kingsley, Melville and Stirling, there's a Waldex Garden Centre near you.
Funeral insurance.
You go. Yeah. Hello, we'd like to take out funeral insurance.
Make sure our family is looked after if something happens.
No problem.
Now, does yours become more expensive as I get older?
Yes, it will.
Oh, well, don't worry then. We'll go with Australian Seniors.
But with Australian Seniors Funeral Insurance, your premiums reduce by 5% every 5 years. So see how easy it is to protect your family at seniors.com.au. Australian Seniors Insurance Agency, the over 50s insurance specialists. If you change your cover, your premium will be issued by Hanover Life Re of Australasia Limited. T's and C's apply.
Don't buy your new home site off a plan and hope for the best. Plans for future shops and schools are okay, but why wait years and years when you can choose a community that's already there? Capricorn Yanchep, Yanchep's only beachfront community. Live near established schools, medical centre and shops. Be within 600 metres of the beach, boardwalks and parks full of mature trees. With prices from $175,000. There's nothing else like it. CapricornYanchep.com.au.
At Target, you can now sleep soundly for a whole lot less with 40% off our entire Tontine range. That's 40% off. But hurry, offer ends on the 26th of October. Only at Target. Conditions apply. See in store.
Our van amazing sale is now on at Purely Commercials. Buy brand new petrol vans for under 20 grand and brand new turbo diesel vans for under 25 grand. And that's Drive Away, purelycommercials.com.au.
Get rid of unsightly boar stains with Aquabiotics. Improve the look of your home for summer. Prevent ugly brown stains on your walls, driveway and fences with Aquabiotics' unique stain stopper system. Simple and quick to install and safe for the environment. Three stain stopper models at factory direct prices starting from just $850. Find out more at boresaver.com.au or call Aquabiotics now on 93792911.
It only happens once a year. The Tony Barlow Menswear City Store is taking 50 to 60% off all stock in its final days. Yes, 50 to 60% off all leading brands excludes David Smith. Only at Tony Barlow Menswear City Store, 890 Hay Street.
This month at Bridgestone Select, when you buy four Bridgestone jeweler tyres, you'll get $100 cash back. That's a $100 saving on the toughest tyres for your SUV or four-wheel drive. Offer ends October 31. Conditions apply. Google Bridgestone Select today.
Now on 6PR Afternoons, we're talking gardening.
For Dickie's Trees, got a tree that's been tricky? Whack it on the head with a Dickie. And Aquabotics, stop bore water stains. See boresaver.com.au.
9221882 if you want to come and ask questions of the lovely Sue McDougall, who will be quite accommodating when it comes to your questions. She's very good at that. She will, everywhere she goes, she's got people throwing gardening questions at her.
Know.
And so, she doesn't get mad.
That, no. No, I don't get mad. I mean, was that someone, were you worried that I might?
No, no. I just think, you know what, I was that guy that people would send me texts when they were at music quiz. Are at quiz nights, and if there was music quizzes, so like,
oh,
I kind
really?
Of get it.
So yeah, so at 11 o'clock at night, someone's desperate to get an answer.
So yeah. I get what like to be wanted for things other than your general kind of personality.
Yeah, that's right. It's only for your knowledge, not your.
I know, but you know, personality. Everywhere you go, so look, I know, that's what happens with Sue, but she handles it very well. So feel free. 9221882. Ross in Padbury. What do you want to do with dog poo?
Hi, Ross.
Hi. I started redoing that time and fortunately taking these two dogs with him and left me with a compost bin full of dog poo.
Yep.
One question regards whether there's anything I can do to turn it into fertiliser in the garden.
Yeah. If you can just put a little bit of, if it's in the compost already, just let the worms work it through. So is it one of the buckets that you've got a hole at the bottom and you just put it in, you know, in the soil in a certain area, Ross, and you've got a lid on it? Is it just a small 20 litre?
It's one of those big barrels that's got a lid on it sort of thing.
Okay, so you've actually put it in the compost to tumble it. Is it that one?
No, it's not a tumbler.
Oh, okay, that will eventually all break down. We'll break that down. And ideally, over time, that will break down. And so you have to really let it turn into humus and compost before you actually put it onto the garden. But other than that, it'll break down. So put a little bit of straw in there. When we're looking at compost, equal parts of dry matter to wet. So you could put a few green leaves in there, weeds in there, and veggie scraps. And the more organic matter that goes in there, it'll compost down. You won't even know there was dog poo in there after a time.
Because it's fairly dry at the moment.
Yeah, you'll need moisture, and that's why if you can work on wet, if you can put wet green leaves, have you got any lawn clippings, weeds, sort of thing, get all those in there. And even once it turns into compost, keep it damp. You'll need to put water in there. A little bit of blood and bone will help it, the nitrogen just help it break down, but you've got that in the dog poo anyway. And so over time, once it's really composted down, you can put it in the garden. It's just handling it. Make sure you handle it with gloves and all those things. Yeah.
Thanks for that.
You're welcome, Ross. Good on you. Ross.
Let's talk palms with Simon in Bicton. Hello.
Hi, Simon.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Good.
Okay, I've got a couple of bungalows, like a double header coming out of like a timber deck. Now, they're pretty mature, and I'm just a bit worried about the fact that, I don't think they're dying, but how do I describe it? The fronds went pretty ordinary at the beginning.
Yeah.
I managed to cut it back.
Yeah.
Still seems to be, like, you know, the bark that comes off them. Have they pushed the bark off?
Yeah.
It's still doing that, which is, does that mean it's still kind of growing or?
Yeah, that means it's still growing. So what you'll find, how high is it, Simon?
They're quite mature. That would be easy. The one would be 10 foot on the right and the smaller one would be about 7 foot.
Yep, okay. So when you say 10 foot, you're looking 3 metres. Bungalow palms will get up to...
2.5 metres.
Yeah, okay. Bungalow palms will get up to 6 metres. So they're still growing and you'll still get that trunk, but they're not that thick. So what probably happened when you say they look pretty ordinary in the beginning is the decking right around them so that it's decked up to them.
No,
that's
all open.
Okay, that's what we... Make sure they get the water in there so you can feed them. Yeah, that's the important thing. Bungalows grow naturally where it's really humid. So they grow, they're an Australian palm. They grow naturally in the rainforest environment. And so they'll be knocked around by the wind a little bit. Sometimes they get orange palm dart caterpillar. And so that causes the fronds to curl up and there's a caterpillar that gets in there. Sometimes not as bad as Kentia palm, but they get that a bit. And you'll find that the feeding them regularly with palm food, blood and bone, keeping that water up to them will make a huge difference. But you're right, when the frond comes up, and they're interesting actually, out of all the palms, they have that really long, beautiful sheath that comes around. So the whole frond comes away from it. And you think, oh, nearly lost half the tree. You know, it's not not just the palm bit. What you'll find when that opens up, just check there's no scale insects in there because scale can be a big problem on them as well. And then that can be controlled in your situation. I'd use Comfort or tablets.
Yeah, because they were obviously bagged when I bought them. They were big, mature ones that were bagged. And I actually lost the set. So I've replaced them again. And they just have been a bit stressed out. So I've kept the water right up to them and I've sea-sold them on a regular basis.
Yeah. When did you plant them, Simon?
I would have been before winter.
Okay. Do they come from a protected spot? Are they right out really getting blasted now at the moment?
Yeah, they are getting blasted.
That's what I reckon. Being 1.5 metres high, that's still low enough for the cold to knock them around a little bit, a few stormy nights.
Yep.
You can...
If
you can pull the... Palms will die that heart in the middle. So if you pull the fronds from the middle and they pull away, that's when the palms are good.
On its way out. That happened the last one. I call it the spear. The spear pulled
out. Yeah, that's right. Yep.
I knew it was knackered. It's actually nice and rigid.
Yeah, great.
It's like it's a bit stressed out. I just thought, well, Is there a fertiliser I can put on it? I just don't want to put anything on it. In case
if you're
I
putting sea salt on it, you put some blood and bone on it. That's all. That's all we need to start with. Make sure it's not rotting. Lots of water. I know in Bicton that's impossible because it's because it's hard sand that goes to China. But you'll find that somewhere in some places they've got that limestone cap as well.
Yep. Yep.
And they will show up alkaline or iron deficiency.
Okay,
so,
keep it up.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
Good on you.
Yeah.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
No worries. Thanks
good
for your
story.
Call, Simon. 9221 882 if you want to squeeze your way in and talk gardening with us here. Robert in Byford's got a question about a lemon tree. G'day, Robert.
Yeah, g'day, Sue. How are you going? My lemon tree is going yellow. It's been where it is about 3 to 4 years.
Yeah.
It started off about a metre. It's over two now, but it's spread out.
Yeah.
It's got a fair bit of young fruit on it, but it's come out of winter.
Yeah.
And a lot of it, 70% of the leaves are yellow.
Yeah, bright yellow, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Robert, there's a couple of things that you can do for it, and depends which way is the easiest for you. You can get a foliar liquid and you over the leaves every fortnight. You'll see the difference nearly instantly, and you can use organic base one. There's also a citrus trace element spray that's got copper and iron and zinc and magnesium on it. In it, so I think there's those trace elements in it, and you put that over the foliage as well. But just regular fertilising coming out of winter, if it's got quite a bit of fruit on it, all the nutrients. What happens actually in winter is nutrients are movable in the plant when the plant slows down or move. Other nutrients slow right down in winter when the plant's not actively growing. And then as it's putting new growth on, it's flowering, the nutrients move to where they're most needed. And so if it's flowering at the moment, definitely liquid over 2 metres is okay. A couple of watering cans, liquid fertiliser and what's left over around the root system, and citrus, a little bit of citrus fertiliser around the root system as well. The difference will be instant with your liquid fertiliser.
Okay, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
On you, Robert. Maria in Melville has a question about plant. That narrows it down. G'day, Maria.
Hi, Maria.
Hi. I've got a couple of large Dracaena. Is there... you know what a Dracaena is? I think that's what they're called.
Yeah.
They've been there for quite a few years, about 5 or 6 years, but it's they're dropping so many leaves. Is it lacking in some way, or is it maybe not enough water? Why every day there's lots of dry leaves dropping?
Is it marginata? Is it the green foliage one with the edge? Dracaena marginata, that I would say has got a darker edge on the
leaf. No, this is just a plain green and lots of those shoots that have got, a flow, those soft leaves to grow. It's quite a bushy plant. Two of them I have.
And in a pot?
They're in the ground.
Yeah, okay. So if there's an unusual amount of leaves all the way along the stem, yes, they will drop the older leaves quite easily and regularly. If it's affected by the colder, they'll drop the older leaves. If it's been underwatered, they'll drop those. Sometimes the conditions aren't quite right. If it's in the ground, I would say it's not a problem with underwatering unless it's under the eaves. I'd have a dig around the root. Sorry?
It's under the eaves and it can be quite dry. But
yeah.
I've had them there for a few years and this is the first time I've noticed that it's doing that.
Yeah, so what you can do is have a look closely at the leaves to see if there's no insects, no mite. Mites cause premature dropping of older leaves, and often if it's in an area where it's protected under the eaves, the rain's not getting onto the foliage sometimes, that can cause a problem. So just look really closely. Not often they die because they are so tough. But what we need to do is investigate. And it's almost a process of elimination. Say, okay, well, no, I don't think it's that. Let's dig around. Is the soil water repellent there? Let's add wetting agent. Let's allow the water to soak in. Are there ants on the plant? Let's check that out. And what you would say is, okay, give it a little bit extra water. But if there's a lot of leaves on them, yes, totally normal for a lot of those, say two-thirds of those base ones to drop. But if there's very fine webbing, I wouldn't mind betting there might be spider mite that's causing
damage. And how do I treat it if it's...
Spider mite actually is one of the easiest things to control spider mite, and will control and scale at the same time, is white oil or pest oil.
Okay. Yeah, thank you for that.
You're
welcome. I'll definitely put some wetting agent.
Check it out. Yeah, that will make a big difference. Under the eaves, we always forget about other areas under the eaves because it's right out, and I look at My gardenias are under the eaves and think, oh, no, it's been wet, and then suddenly go, oh, no, those poor gardenias, yeah.
There you go, Maria. Thanks for your call. 29 to